And we're live, by the way.
Hello, welcome. This is Ronald from Baghdad. I'm Albie. We're live, I guess. I mean, I think that's what's happening right now.
Got some technical issues.
Oh, I mean, it's always. We're unprofessional. This is unpaid, unskilled labor. We're doing great.
I'll say.
That's all you can ask for is just having a good time with your friends. And DJ's just looking at his phone. God damn it.
At least,
trying to
social engineer.
Trying to bring the brand out.
I get you. Branding. Hashtag.
Yeah,
cross
exactly.
Brands.
Hashtag cross brands.
Going to put out working on a newsletter. Very excited. Newsletter about what we're playing. It's going to be out soon. We've got a Venmo account set up. I don't know what other. We're making some business cards. It's going to be great.
We don't have a Venmo account set up.
I actually do want to. I'm going to get business cards.
Okay.
I might get a few Rums or Baghdad business cards. Just I'm going to be like, here.
Yeah, get business cards for this public access podcast.
I mean, that's all you can ask for. I mean, are we even public access? Let's be honest. At least public access is like.
Might as well be. We're doing it because it's fun. It's not. We're not.
I mean, I want to make some money, but yes, we're doing it mainly.
I mean, yeah, ideally.
But sure. Hi, guys. I think I'm going to start just calling out regularly on this podcast anyone looking at their phone and just start being like the people in the radio all the time when I'm driving home, calling people out about using their phones. I don't know. It's fun. Sorry if I said DJ, Mary, Jake. It's all the introductions. They're all the normal crew is here.
Okay, we're here. Yeah.
We're here. There's the television in the background. Here. There's a green screen. There's the Wizard of Oz behind the green screen right now.
Everything's a little bit different today.
It's all fucked up. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm trying to host it.
I'm going to look at the. It's okay.
I'm drinking kombucha.
That's all right.
Like a real millennial.
That's the problem.
That's what really messed this whole thing up is when you, all those bacterias just messing this whole podcast up.
What flavor is this? Does it explain it has a flavor? What is kombucha and what is the thing you're drinking? What does
kombucha
it taste
is fucking gross is what kombucha
right.
is.
Kombucha
what's the taste?
The taste? It's Trilogy? Synergy Trilogy? Trilogy? You probably can't.
That shit's worse than like an energy drink branding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's fermented tea. Fermented tea. So, with sugar in it, like iced tea, and then they ferment it. They put bacteria in it. It eats the sugar, making an alcohol. So it's slightly alcoholic. You probably couldn't get super drunk on it, but... Actually, alcoholic tea has been around for a long time. There's one brand I really like that I can't remember what it is right now. It's called TZ, I believe. It's like a really popular fermented tea alcohol.
Really popular. So popular, I've never heard of it.
Okay, well, it's popular on the internet, I guess. I don't know. It's always sold out around here. What can I say?
Tea.
That's all I know. It's sold out around here. It's good. Give it a try.
Internet tea is for spilling.
Well, okay. What's your hot tea takes? Let's have a tea time with Towden. Tea time.
I don't have any tea to spill. I'm sorry.
Okay. No spilling tea. Okay. Yeah, kombucha. It's like vinegar in your mouth. And I like it. It's very good.
I don't think it's okay.
What are you sipping on? And we're making fun of me and my drinks, and he's drinking some kind of weird, brown thing.
It's not brown.
It's got some water.
It's a little brown.
This is a pint glass. It has got about a third of it is orange juice, freshly squeezed. None of your fermented bullshit or whatever. Another third of it. Is like mango, like think of orangeade, but think of it as mango based.
Okay.
So it's got like a mango drink, and it's sugar free, so that's fine. And it's fizzy, so it like semi fizzes up that orange juice. And then the other third of it is like Vimto, which is like a squash drink. It's got a kind of like raspberry taste to it. And that's also, we also add that with sparkling water. So it's, that's like already half fizzed anyway.
Oh, you're mixing it. Okay. It's not like a thing that comes in a jug. Okay.
No. No, I'm making my own good drink.
A mocktail, if you will.
You guys don't have squash. It's like a...
I mean, we have squash. It's
very, very highly concentrated. And you put it...
No, this is not the plant squash. This is something else.
Oh. Yeah, you put like 5% of this like sugary liquid or whatever in a glass, and then you fill it up the rest of the way with water. And then it just tastes normal.
Oh, juice concentrate. Like, we don't call it squash, but we have that.
Yeah. But nowhere near.
You buy like a frozen like tube of it.
I was like,
yeah, you buy like a frozen tube of this stuff, and you put it in a pitcher, and you put water in there, and you mix it up, and there you go.
Cool. Boom pow.
I did that as a kid in the 80s. I didn't know that was still a thing because
it's always a thing. Well, Mary, next time you go to the grocery store, you can relive your 80s with concentrated juice.
No, I'm all about that keto, dog. I don't need the sugar juice.
All right.
So anyway, let's talk about video games. Fuck this.
Sure, we can talk about video games.
I want to get this podcast over and done with. I'm worried.
Okay.
I got to do shit. I got to do shit today. I'm sorry.
We're already like an hour late.
True. Yeah. So.
Okay, well, Steep. We can talk about Steep. On this warm, sunny day.
Steep's a goofy-ass game.
It's
free until the 21st. Today is the...
So that's Tuesday, right?
Yeah. 19th.
We are recording this on the 19th of May, 2019.
The 21st is when I get on a plane to get the fuck out of here. So, yeah.
Of this podcast, you mean? We're never going to stop until that point. And then you may leave this show. No. I don't know. I like Steep. It's all right. I don't know. It's fun and not particularly, like, simmy. It's very arcadey. Almost feels like XXX Tricky. Yeah. If it was a little bit more, if there's fatter beats, then it would probably be.
So you're using a controller, huh? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way I would play that with a mouse and keyboard.
Yes, I'm now using a controller. Yes.
You were playing it with mouse and keyboard? Why?
I don't know. I didn't want to get up, and so I played it for a while with keyboard. I don't know. It was fun with keyboard. I lost to pop cans a lot when we were playing against each other. That's all I know. And then I told him that, and he left, and I haven't heard from him since. So.
He does that. It's fine.
It's true.
Just I'm out of here. Later.
So are you guys? Are you guys using the Xbox One controller?
Yep.
That then?
No.
No. Okay, so yeah.
What even is that?
I think it's a PS4, right? That looks like the DualShock? Back of a DS4. Yeah.
I'm holding up a DS4, yes.
Yeah, so I spent like a good hour earlier on today confused as fuck because my Xbox One controller was having so many issues. So one of the key things in this game is to change the sport or whatever. That's a weird controller, Mary.
You gotta open your sport wheel.
Yeah, open the sport wheel by holding down the right bumper. And there's a very well-known issue from like the beta where sometimes that just doesn't hold in the UI or whatever if you're on Bluetooth. If you're wired, it fixes it apparently, but if you're on Bluetooth, it just constantly acts as if it's a trigger. So it's just constantly pressing it, like it bips it and then bips it out. So you can never get to the sport wheel.
Push my devil trigger. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
That's funny because I don't have that problem, but I'm using like the weird generation of Xbox One controller that doesn't have Bluetooth, but it does like the wired thing with the dongle. Sure.
Yeah.
So, and I don't have that issue, but it's still wireless. So this it's just Bluetooth.
Maybe. This is from, like,
which is weird.
The beta, though, when they had this issue. Like, it's... And then it, like, goes on to say, like, Yeah, this doesn't move on the menu. Like, no matter what you do or move or press buttons on the menu, it just doesn't interact. You have to use the keyboard when this issue occurs as well. And this is, like, on their actual, like, Ubisoft forums. It's just, like, a support page or whatever. It's just got a thing like, yeah, we know about this and we're progressing to try and fix this from, like, 3 years ago or whatever.
Wow.
They just haven't bothered. It's really funny. But yeah, I don't know what I did. I played like maybe 2 or so hours ago with Jake and it was working fine. And I don't know what I did differently. But yeah, it's still Bluetooth, still working fine. It's really weird. It's fine. It's a good game because it's free. I would be disappointed if I paid money for it. There's a lot of content in that game.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of content. I kind of like the structure of, like, now you got to tackle the big mountain. Mont Blanc. It's like...
So, like, I haven't noticed any of, like, that, of, like, the fucking X Games bullshit 25-year-old who's managing you, telling you what to do next. It's just, like, constantly going, hey, here's this thing, try this, but it's not telling me. It's just, like... physically moving my icon to hover over something and go do this, and I'm like,
go do
sure.
This thing.
Yep. It almost feels like they might have went with like or thought they were gonna do like here's just some points on this map rather than like I don't know. It feels more like they didn't build it for this structure, but later added it in. Like they just wanted it to be like explore the mountain on your skis.
Right. So this is like
King of the Mountain.
This is like a very, very slow version 0.5 map of what they tried to do with the Crew 2's map, where like you can kind of zoom in and get close and like look around the entire map and see all that stuff, but you can't zoom all the way in and just get into that position. It doesn't like, it takes a little bit for it to like actually load that event up and that, and it like it takes a while. Whereas the Crew 2's is like seamless and just very smooth. It seems like a very generic version. I honestly did not realize there were multiple mountains in this game.
Yeah, they don't really make that apparent for a while.
No,
it's such a strange structure for this type of game. Like I was. Sort of struck by how like weird it is that they're like, you gotta conquer the mountains, and it's just like, what?
King of the Mountain, mountain.
Do they say that a lot in the game or something?
No. That's a reference to a movie called Out Cold.
Never seen it.
Classic. It's a classic film.
Where they do something called King of the Mountain.
I like futzing around with the wingsuit. I like the idea of just snowboarding about. It looks pretty cool. It looks really nice, at least, I should say. The branding.
Yeah, game looks real nice.
Yeah, it's nice they've got branding for most of the gear you're wearing and stuff, and it looks different. Like, the hats all at least look different and whatnot. But, like, there's lots of weird things of, like, the jump when you're jumping off a thing doesn't feel right. I can't tell if sometimes I'm jumping appropriately or if, like, just give me a little notification of, like, yeah, my guy got a little hop off at the edge, not just, like, he just sloped off there. Mm-hmm. It's weird. And then, like, there's a lot of finesse of trying to line up stuff.
Yeah.
For example, I was fucking up jumps badly until Jake, like, near the end told me, like, yeah, make sure you land downhill, not flat. Because a lot of the time I was just trying to land wherever I wanted to because I wasn't paying care much. But yeah, you actually have to line
it up. If you do that too many times, you crash. Like KO and you have to start over.
Oh, really? That's what that's...
Yeah.
Okay. There's like a G-force meter. It's like if you take too many hits... then it goes knockout and it's like an icon and it's like you can start over and it like plays like sad music. It's funny.
Yeah. And that's why it also slows down your speed massively when you do that. And also I think you're likely to get a lot more points if your run is smooth, like your landing is smooth. I think that's how you gain a lot more points in this game as well.
Yeah. It's Like, I think the presentation overall is good in that stuff. Like, when you crash or something, the music will bottom out or whatever, and it's like, it gets all warbled and weird. Like, I think that's a nice effect. Like, there's good stuff, but they don't really do a great job of explaining. Like, I had no idea that you had to land downhill. They don't really go into any of that more specifics of how to actually not break your rider's body on the walls. Like, it's sort of weird, but I don't know. I enjoy it, mainly because I like to do the rocket thing.
The rocket wingsuit's dumb.
It's like Iron Man all of a sudden. You're like flying around. It's real good.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And then like flying into people is funny.
Flying into trees is very fun too. You ragdoll real good. You ragdoll real good.
Can you push the X button to say stupid shit? Yep.
Oh,
or just yell.
Really?
I was wondering how you did it.
But I think that isn't that the same button that you use to invite people to group? And that sucks.
Yep.
Oh, so your dude just ended up literally with, yells.
Four people in our group at one point.
And then you gotta yell back, I guess.
You'll either, like, the person, your character will either yell, just go like, woo, or whatever, but they'll also say, like, really douchey shit.
Yep. Because you're a snowboarder.
Like, because you're a snowboarder. It's like, you guys smell that? That's the smell of living.
Yep.
this mountain's ours for the taking and bullshit like that. It's like, oh my God, I hear that enough here. Like, I live in a fucking resort town. I hear that shit all the fucking time. I don't need to hear it in my video games.
It's nuts. It's sort of cringy at times. Like, you're whooping, like, rebel yells and stuff all the time. Really weird. I was snowboarding with like a big group, and everybody was doing the same one at the same time. It was very awkward. The same voice line played like over and over.
Oh. Next time I fart, I'm just gonna say, "You smell that? That's the smell of living."
It's living.
It's true, actually, though. It is. Fuck. I don't know. I'm glad it's free, but that's all you can say about it. I'll probably keep playing it because I just want to do one of the big mountain things. I want to be king of the mountain.
Yeah, I'll keep toying with it. Seems like you get levels really fucking easy in that game.
Yes.
I was like, holy shit, Jake's level 17 when I logged on to him, and like after our
dude, I was level 19 when we stopped playing earlier today.
After our 45
I went up two
session,
levels and only
I was like level 11, 12.
Yeah.
What do the levels even do? Like, do you get access?
I have no idea.
You get, like, a board. You get, like, visual equipment and shit.
Okay.
I don't think you get XP.
Have you guys even messed with that? Because I've not touched any of the, like, the visual customize your character stuff.
Kind of.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
I changed.
We saw a guy in a giraffe suit. We stopped on a track somewhere. We're just like right in the middle of it, just four of us, and then this other guy showed up in a giraffe suit, just hung out.
I saw a man in a Yeti suit, like that Yeti from the skiing thing, and I believe he made the sound
ski free.
Yep.
No way. Is that what the actual Yeti costume is?
I swear to God, it might be. I thought it was like an...
Aw, it would be cool. Did he, like, break you in half and then shove you in his jaws, like, ski-free? Because that's pretty good.
He was chasing me down the hill. I swear to God it made the sound from ski-free, but maybe I'm imagining it. But it felt like he was right behind me.
I claim this game for free, but I haven't installed it yet. But, yeah, you're making it sound pretty fun.
It's a great... Like, if it's warm outside right now in Texas, I don't know if it is, but it's a good,
I've been swimming this week, so yes, it's like 90 outside right now.
It's a great summer game. It's a great summer game, that's all I meant to say. It's like, get cooled off in the icy cold of...
Get myself a York peppermint patty or whatever the fuck.
Peppermint patty. At least one. And you enjoy it. It's fun. That's all I can say.
Become king of the mountain.
That's also the movie where the line carpe diem, seize the carp, comes from.
Oh.
A classic film, Mary.
Out Cold, great movie.
We should
movie.
Watch Out Cold and do a live riff because it's so good. Anyway, thank you.
I would click that YouTube link and take a look at it, but I'm pretty sure the audio would go out over the whole stream.
It would.
So
it would.
I won't do that but right do now.
It. But do it, actually.
Yeah, it's really weird being on the podcast and not the one running the stream for a change, because I can actually like open videos.
Do whatever.
And,
yeah.
It's freedom. Yeah. It's a freedom. I love it. It's great. I don't know. All right. So after that, what else did I play this week? I played Auto Chess for mobile. This is a Dota chess game for the mobile phone. It's unless you I mean, I don't even know how to start with this, but there is a chessboard. You have funds that you buy characters and place on that chessboard that fight each other in round-based combat.
So it's chess because it's on a chessboard. That's what you're. That's the only way it's chess.
It's yes. It's on a chessboard. Yes. Yes. That's it.
They don't have like movement ranges or.
There is
anything?
Ranges on the on okay. the board. Kind of. Yeah.
There's more like character positions. So like you line up your characters on where you want to be on the chessboard.
Yeah.
So you pick the bottom left corner and you have your assassins at the back and then your tanks like in the second row essentially. And then based on where they have their lineup is where the two teams clash essentially.
Yep.
And you ideally okay. hope your tanks clash with the others and your assassins can like either jump to the back line or shoot across and stuff like that.
Mm. I enjoy it well enough. It's sort of a fun little thing. It's free, obviously, so check it out. It's been a mode in Dota for a while now. A lot of people like it in Dota. Now it's this other thing unassociated with Dota, so I don't know.
I'm looking at these units, and they're very... very close to these Dota units as well. They're just like chibi.
Just a little different, yep.
Cutified. But yeah, they basically look the same. It's pretty funny.
Yep. There is a tiny.
Weird.
It's very close. It's fun. I enjoy it well enough. It's been kind of the only mobile game. Like, I've been looking for another mobile game for the year. Like what's the hot new mobile game? And because I have so many credits for like Google surveys, I gotta spend some
Starlight
of this money.
Review.
I don't want to spend it. On
spend it on Starlight Review.
No,
it's got PvP.
It does
real time PvP.
It's
yeah,
PvP. It's got PvP
for the guest characters. I saw you, Mary, to pick. That's how fancy your character was.
Yeah, she's a fucking rainbow unit, level 80. Hell yes, yep. Maxed out. Mm-hmm.
Team Rainbow.
Now let's she's go Team Rainbow for this next event.
Yeah, now she's useless basically because that's the way that game is, and it's kind of evil. But whatever.
Let's go Team Rainbow. All right.
So does this game cost money, Than? Can you get it for free?
You can.
What's the
it's
like?
Totally
what's
free.
Their like pay incentive? How do they make money?
I mean, there's ads every once in a while, like for, like I think one of the things I was playing now was. Like, there's an ad halfway through the thing. And
do
then an
tell
ad
us
at the
what
end.
The ad is.
Other video games?
Yeah, we need to
it's,
know.
I believe it was Empire and Puzzles, a classic mobile game. And there was another ad for, oh God, what's it called? The what? Ray? No. It's the new RPG one. It's in all the ads. It's like, Rage 2. I don't know what
the ads.
Clash of Kings
it's
of
not
Clans.
One of those, yeah. Sorry.
Clans of Kings.
Clans of Crashing. And it's not egregious with the ads. It's not very often.
The Game of Thrones.
Yes, the Game of Thrones Pocket Edition. I don't know. It's fine. It's like I think you could probably pay to remove the ads if you wanted to, but
yeah.
They haven't been really bad so far, and it's not like a super deep game right now. It feels very early access, so like you don't.
Second question: what's the Dota Auto Chess system? you go into a lobby with like 8 or so other people. Is that the same situation with this game, or is it like you're
coming soon?
Running?
Coming soon.
Okay, so what's the actual?
You are playing against a computer primarily right now.
Okay.
But they do say coming soon we'll have actual people. That's it.
I'll hop in when the actual people come in.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's fun. It's a quick little thing.
So, since it doesn't really have anything to do with Dota, do you think I could theoretically play this game?
You could more than theoretically. You could do it right now and have no problems. It's very easy. You're just buying units every turn and putting them in, and you're trying to build, like, you're trying to get 3 units of the same type, and they combine into a stronger unit of that type. It's very
And then basic. There's sort of, like, synergizing, like, some units may be goblin-based, so you get 3 goblins on your team, and they vampire heal or some shit. Like, there's some synergy stuff involved. The other question is there still items in this game? Like, Dota Auto Chess has
coming
item
soon.
Drops.
Coming soon, sir.
I have another question. Is there a tutorial in the game, or does it expect you to already
there
know how to
tutorial.
Play? Because
that's somewhat of a tutorial, so you should be fine.
Okay.
It's like, you know this is Dota Chess. We know it's Dota Chess.
We just want to play this mobile. We just made this thing. You don't need to worry about it. We're making a little cash on the side, but it's not much. Like, come on now. It's like a tiny little bit of cash on the side. $300, $400 a day.
It's like, yeah, a guy in the background has a fucking pallet jack with money on it. Oh, shit. I'm in the shot.
Okay, I might actually try
give it a try.
On my trip. Because, I'm going to be stuck with phone and Switch games, like, for a week. So, I'm going to be desperate. So, that's where the games. Auto chess comes in.
Sure. That's been all that I've been playing this week. That's my repertoire. Still working on The Witcher. Don't ask. I got a new monitor. It's very pretty. It's very nice.
Mm. How's that monitor?
Really good. I actually
look all smooth.
Yep. Figured out.
See Geralt's hair all nice and pretty.
Beautiful hair. it's very good. I figured out how to turn on the 1440 hertz. I figured out how to
yes,
hertz it up.
All 1440 hertz.
Yeah.
All 1440 hertz.
You did get a fancy
monitor. You got 1.4 kilohertz over there.
This thing is lit up like a Christmas tree, I'll tell you that much. It's bright as hell at night to be sitting here. Like, I illuminate my whole room with this brightness setting I have it on now. It's unbelievable.
You need to turn on nightlight in Windows.
Nightlight, that's true. I've been playing around with it. I haven't really found one game where I'm, like, super wowed yet, but I'm sure I will. Like, even The Witcher, like, it's a little older now, so it's not, like, badoosh.
You'll need to look at a fast-moving game, like a racing game.
Yeah.
Something with a lot of visual effects that's fucking coming at you real quick.
Load up Siege.
We should play some Siege.
144 hertz monitor. Sure.
When I first got my faster monitor, like faster refresh rate, Overwatch was one where I noticed a huge difference too. I was surprised.
Yeah. Overwatch would be a good one. Warframe would be a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah, Warframe would be a good one.
Wanted to try out Crysis maybe, so I bought Crysis also for like $2. You know.
$2.
It's Crysis.
Yep.
Yeah,
that game's really old now. It's
but it's still
about,
Crysis.
But...
Game's like what, 12 years old at this point?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
First Crysis came out like 2007, right?
Yeah, something
I'm
like
pretty
that.
Sure.
Sounds about right.
So I'm excited to play that game and really test out this new rig. Really see all the 1440p's. It's gonna be great. We'll move on, though.
Okay.
Jake, tell me, is Rage 2 a good game to test out these 1440p's?
Yeah, actually.
Okay,
probably.
Okay, great. Okay, good.
There's some fast action in it sometimes, like 20% of the game.
Yeah, when you're not walking.
Yeah, or looking for fucking storage crates.
Or looking for storage crates. Yeah.
How much do you love storage crates after playing this game? Zero? Ooh.
Yeah, that many.
Ooh. Well, what, I mean, I know here in the document you wrote it's boring. Are you both kind of agreeing that it's not? Mary,
it is kind of boring.
And Jake, are you both like?
The story is just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they just kind of...
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, though. It's totally just nothing. It's...
For the audio listeners, that was me making the jerk-off motion with my hand.
Yeah, I did it, too.
Like, the story is just some contrived cookie-cutter bullshit video game thing.
Wow.
Like, bad guy is back from the last game. We thought he was dead. Turns out he's not dead.
The intro is so terrible, too.
The intro's fucking terrible.
Bad.
I do kind of like, this is not even a spoiler at all, but like when you start up and it gives you, you can pick a male or a female character, whichever one you don't pick dies like 30 seconds later.
Yeah, that was pretty amusing, but there are a couple amusing moments, but it's padded out with like so just generic, barely thought up, like, none of the story of the world really makes that much sense, unless they're...
I just don't care.
Yeah. Like, occasionally they'll call back to the first game, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, but that barely happens. I'm glad I got a copy of the first game when I bought it on PC, because I had that on 360, so it's neat seeing the PC version now, but I'm having okay amounts of fun with it. I just wish they need radio stations for the cars. Like, you spend a lot of time driving, and it's boring, and there's nothing going on.
Oh, actual radio.
Really?
Stations.
There's no radio stations in the cars?
Yeah, there's, like, no music. Like, well, there's, like, score. There's some music that happens when enemies are around and things like that for specific missions. There's, like... not orchestrated, it's more like kind of Doom sounding, but not really. And that's how I would describe the game too. Like, the shooting is nice and Doom like but everything else is just
Yeah, the combat's really fun, and that's like it.
I
played a part where I was fighting a bunch of guys like in a building or like in a corridor, and I was like, am I playing Doom? Because I'm using a shotgun and I'm playing it a lot like I'm playing Doom.
Okay.
It's really weird because there was a lot of work put into this
game.
Like, there's all these like side characters you can just talk to. And like all, like in the towns, all the people have names. Like, you just
The names are so good.
Names, yeah. And it's really weird. It's like this. It's like Skyrim, like a Fallout level of detail on some of this stuff. But it's just like, I don't care. I just don't give a shit about any of this.
Wow. I mean,
how big is the map? Is the map like too big?
It's substantial.
Huh.
I wouldn't say it's too large. Like, there, as far as I know, there's no fast travel in the game. But the vehicles take you around pretty quickly. Like, you can go from one end of the map to the other in, like, 10 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
Is there at least fun, like, incentivization to upgrade the vehicle?
Is that a no? I'm getting a no.
I mean,
the face is no.
I mean, there are convoys that you can encounter, and that's what you want to upgrade your vehicle for, but so far I've basically just avoided every convoy because I don't want to deal with them. The upgrades for your car are basically like health, missiles, fancier guns. You can get an ejector seat.
You do.
Can you change the voice of the AI in the car?
No.
Because I don't know. Like, I was kind of, at first I thought Waffle House Waitress was pretty good, but then it got kind of...
Okay. I kind of appreciate the annoying AI for the car because, I don't know, pointing at my shirt, there's this Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie called Warrior of the Lost World. Sorry, I can't talk. And
the
main character in it has like this talking motorcycle, and he's a fucking annoying piece of shit. And it just, I kind of appreciated that because it was like a Mad Max style movie and you had a talking car. So I was okay with it. I thought it was kind of funny, but that's because it was ripping off something else that already existed, not anything creative on its own merits. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm having more fun with it than I thought I would, just because I haven't played one of those styles of games like Far Cry or whatever since like Far Cry 4.
Sure.
But as I was playing it, I was like, I kind of want to just play Blood Dragon again. Like okay. That.
Yeah.
Nah.
It has almost that kind of style, but I think Blood Dragon was done a lot better than this game.
Now I would. Now I just want to go install Blood Dragon, which I think I'm going to do.
And it seems like the length is almost similar too, which is kind of weird. Like I'm what? About 10 hours in, and it seems like I'm already almost done. So it's kind of weird. I guess Blood Dragon's a little bit shorter, but already I feel like I'm almost done with it. And which is amazing because I've been so busy this week with Eurovision bullshit and getting ready for this trip. So I was surprised I've already almost beaten it. Which is weird.
So is the problem the personality of it? Like, it doesn't have a good sense of itself? Like, it's not, like, a interesting
yes,
world
in, like, all ways. Yes.
Okay. It's fake. It just feels like this manufactured thing where nobody, like, put any...
It feels like I'm like going through a workbook and some of the sections are fun or whatever, but a lot of it is just, like, checking off boxes kind of stuff.
The story feels like it's a video game that's in a sitcom. Like, that they would describe it as a sitcom. Like, it's the story is super generic to the point where I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about any of this. Because all these characters are just like, I don't care.
Do you think it was, when I was watching some of the trailers and stuff for it, it felt very much like a Borderlands, like, style world that you're running around in? Do you feel like it's that, or like, where would you compare it universe wise, personality wise? Where does it end up?
I would just say, like, more colorful Mad Max, like,
really?
An okay. Italian movie yeah. Version of Mad Max, like a ripoff of it, where it's kind of fucked up because they didn't realize they had to actually build a world and come up with, like, lore reasons for things to happen. They just were like, well, it was in this thing, so we want to do something similar. That's how I would describe it.
Do you think if this game was Mad Max, it would be a better game?
No.
I mean, that game does exist.
If it was just Mad Max by name,
like,
no.
You take all the kind of the gameplay pieces and put it onto a Mad Max world... think like the last Mad Max movie.
Maybe if like George Miller had some input on it, then sure, maybe. But from what I know, this game was partly developed by the people who made the last Mad Max game, and it seems very similar. I haven't played it, but it's only $4 right now on Green Man Gaming. I was looking at that before we started, so maybe just get that instead and wait for this game to go on sale.
Mad Max is a great game.
I do have to say, though, my favorite part of this game is the shooting. Like, there are these mutant hive thingies where these typical, like, they basically run at you like fast, crazy zombies. They'll hop around. I'm playing on hard, which I think maybe I should have picked nightmare difficulty, because so far hard is not hard whatsoever. Like, I've died
yep,
a couple times.
I was just
times.
About to say that.
Wow, okay.
I've died a couple yeah. times on hard. Wow. And
I saw that in some coverage.
Other than that, it's like, just kind of like, take your time and just get headshots and you're fine.
Well, most of the time, I think I died once because I just got swarmed from too many mutants in that mutant hive. And that was one of the times that it actually got really fun. Like, I had to pay attention to all of my abilities because you have to clear out these eggs in this area or the mutants will keep spawning and they really rush you. So you actually have to use your abilities, and it starts to feel like the Doom 2016 game. And I was like, okay, okay, this is pretty fun. But the other times I've died, it's just from fall damage. So I accidentally went off a cliff. That's kind of annoying that that happened.
I got hit by a motorcycle.
Whoa!
Yeah.
It launched and launched me into the air.
Probably didn't feel very good.
Like, pretty far. And then I hit the ground and died.
But yeah, like, the shooting is very fun, so I do like that part of the game, the shooting and using your powers, and upgrading those skill trees, I enjoy, but everything else is kind of like, I'm just doing it to get it done. Like,
right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a damn shame. That, like, seemed like a big budget game there.
I mean, I do like that the bandits are called the Goon Squad, just because something awful bullshit. And I did see a bandit do a cartwheel once when I was trying to, like, shoot him. I was very impressed. I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. I did notice when I was watching the Giant Bomb Quick Look, they got to, like, a boss, and Jeff Gerstmann was playing, and he basically just instantly slaughtered it. When I was playing on hard, you actually have to shoot the enemy in a weak point. Then these things will pop up on their shoulders, and you have to destroy those too. So it does seem
the
like...
The one in the sewer?
It was in the Eden Space Center is the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the one in the sewer was... I think that was that had to have been like a mini-boss.
Yeah.
Because I just shot him in the head a bunch, and he died real quick.
Yeah, that one was easy, but...
I was like, why does this have a health bar?
Yeah, no.
Was that supposed to be that easy, or?
But I'm like, he was playing on normal difficulty, so it seems like upping the difficulty does actually do more than just change like strict damage numbers. So I don't know why normal is like so easy and just, yeah, like actual gameplay elements seem like they're left out. It's pretty weird. Whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't make this game.
That's bizarre. See,
the only times I've died is because I just, like, didn't really have an idea for how many it was going to spawn and throw at me yet for, like, these bandit dens. Because I just ran in there and I was like, oh, shit, there's a lot.
Oh, sure.
And I forgot I'm playing on hard, so I'm dead. So then the solution to that is roll up in a vehicle with a gun on it and just kite as many of them out of the base as you can and just shoot them with the gun on your car.
Oh, sure.
And then just go in and clean up the rest and that's it.
So, my final question is there no good stories this year in, like, big budget games? It seems like this year has been particularly lacking on the story department. It's something that Popcans remarked to me the other day after he was playing Rage 2 also. And he said to me, like, I don't know what it is with AAA games now, but there's not a lot of good stories out there. It's not really been a good year for that. Do you guys agree? What do you think? Like, you had Anthem, and that didn't do very well, and there's not really...
That, yeah.
Like, it's not like a big... Well, like, what's the big story game of the year that, like, has a really well-developed story? I know, right? That's my reaction as well. I couldn't think of one.
I haven't played every single, like, big sure. budget
Division
game
2,
this
man.
Year. Yeah, Division 2, man.
Days gone.
Days gone.
I mean, they at least actually attempt at trying to have a story. Like, I've read some spoilers on that game, and they actually do try some things, which I was
linked that clip
by.
Again. Thank you.
And they linked it. They linked some of it into, like, the Splinter Cell universe. No, Siphon Filter
yes.
universe. Because it's the same developers.
Oh, right. Sure. Okay. It's just, like, I don't know. Not been a... Like, I look back on the last few years, and you had, like, some really good story games. Obviously, The Witcher.
I mean,
Life is Strange.
I gotta say, like, Ecker in the chat is saying hey, Kingdom Ecker. Hearts 3.
Yeah!
Maybe you would know, woo! Albie, if you actually played some. If you, when are you gonna play that fucking game?
The story of Kingdom Hearts 3 is that it's still in the shrink wrap on his fucking dresser drawer.
Fucking, I'm gonna get shit. To it. I promise you, when I get a damn day off, I swear to God, I'll. That's the next game. It's moved up the list. It's right underneath The Witcher. I'm gonna make it so, Captain.
Hopefully it won't be like 5 years before you play it like The Witcher 3.
Ouch. That hurts. I don't know. It's good. That's a good point.
Control
later. Yeah, that's the one I came up with was later in this year, Control is going
to
be...
Looking forward to Control. Control is going to be fucking cool, hopefully.
Terrific, I would even say. It's
give Remedy more money to make video games.
Give them all the money they need. Just pour it on them, my God.
Also, Alan Wake, too. Please. It's been 9 years.
I need to play Quantum Break. I know that's like, didn't do very well, but I really want to play that game just for my love of Remedy.
I've heard it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
I really hope. Yeah.
Like it's not remarkable, but it's solid.
What a twisting, turning development that was. That was going to be a TV series at one point.
It was.
Yeah.
It got like a season, I think.
It's bizarre.
I think. Maybe. No?
Just let Remedy make a TV show.
I feel like it got an episode or two, but I don't know beyond that.
Just get David Lynch and just say, hey man, work with these guys at Remedy, make an Alan Wake TV show, and let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he already did that. It's called Twin Peaks. So.
Twin Peaks season 4. Is that?
Nah, Twin Peaks is done, man. They wrapped it up. Twin Peaks is done.
What more? God damn it.
Dude, be lucky we got a third season. 25, 26 years after the second season aired.
But it made no sense. I don't understand.
It didn't make any sense. We didn't need a third season in the first place.
It was madness.
It's just more.
But it reignited my addiction for Twin Peaks, and now what's...
We do not need more Mr. Jackpots.
We need tons more Mr. Jackpots. I just need more Laura Palmer screaming. Thank you. That's all. That's a tremendous scream, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm looking through all the games coming out and nothing. Like, everything that came out, the ones that I thought of with story were just re-releases of old games. Like, Resident Evil 2, I don't know if you count that. It has somewhat of a story that you can follow.
I don't know. It's just, just kind of weird. Like, really, the big budget games, it just seems like they're not taking story seriously, and they all... I mean, part of that, I feel like, is the open world stuff. They're all trying to be these big open world experiences. Much so. Like, that's where the money is. And that, I guess, that's very hard to write for. But, I don't know. I haven't had, a passionate, man, I'm getting deep into this story, man.
I mean, I'm looking at this list of games that are supposed to come out this year. And there's Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Maybe that could be interesting.
That might be all right.
Yeah, it might be. It has a chance.
Cautiously optimistic, one might say. So yeah, I don't know. It's a question that has bothered me because it's weird. There has been a lot of.
Oh, here we go.
Life is Strange season 2. Is that any good?
Play Beyond Two Souls on Windows.
Okay. Yep. Epic Games Store. In July. I think that's an Epic exclusive, by the way.
Of course.
Everything's...
I would say the new Sakura Tyson, but that's not coming out in the U.S. until 2020, so never mind.
Borderlands 3.
Senran Kagura Peach.
Oh, God, Mary, no!
Make that same mistake.
same jack-off movement for both of those games, really.
Yeah. Don't encourage Randy Pitchford, please. Please don't encourage him. He's already weird enough as it is. We'll move on. Let's talk to you, Mary, about Tetris 99. You getting
okay? Good? There's nothing. I mean,
you drop.
They have that
dropping?
Event. They have the third Grandmaster event going on right now. Today is the last day of it, so you better get 100 points to unlock that Game Boy theme.
You better
do it.
You better do it now, because. Yeah, today's the last day while we're recording, and if you're listening to this later, you're fucked, basically.
We gotta go now!
Okay, well, like I said, we're trying to hurry up this time, so whatever. But yeah, I've just been playing a lot of Tetris, and Picross, which I didn't put on there, but, we had Gary's coworker over Friday night, and we were watching the movie Street Trash, which I recommend everybody check out.
A classic film, also.
It's fucking terrible and insane. And I was playing Tetris 99 at the same time. So yeah, I've barely played shit this week. So
seen anything good lately?
I unlocked that fucking Game Boy theme.
Oh.
Yeah, you should look up some clips of Street Trash. Like, maybe the part where they play Keep Away with a Severed Penis. That part was pretty good.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
But like, why?
The movie Street Trash. It's...
Well, put that on a list. Seen anything good lately episode. We're going to pencil that in. I'll call Zach after this podcast. We're going to make sure we're making it a top priority, dude. Take a look at that film.
It'll change your life.
Adding it to the movie night document.
But yeah, I need to play more Division 2 because I want to actually play the raid that just came out. I have a 470 something gear score. You need 490. I'm also going to Washington, D.C. So
you're
going to
be all D.C. You're going to be very D.C.
We're actually flying into the airport that the raid takes place in. So
Make sure it's accurate.
I'm going to play some Division right after this. Well, yeah, after I go shopping and all this other errand stuff I need to do. But yeah, I feel bad that I haven't played more Division.
I need to get back to Division.
I actually do want to.
Puffkins was talking to me about raiding. Rapid's talking to me about raiding. We're going to get the raid crew together.
I want to raid.
We're going to raid.
I got...
Streaming.
I have a document up for what shit I need to get my build ready, so I'm technically... I gotta get at least.
I gotta research and get ready to... Get ready to raid. Should be fun. All right. Jake, did we miss Forza Horizon 4 for you?
I play a little bit of Forza. That's about it.
Did you get Game Pass?
I actually canceled it, finally.
Oh.
Oh.
So I still have it for a month.
Okay.
Play it while you can. Yeah.
Yep.
I should get back to Forza Horizon 3 or whatever, the one I bought for like $2 that day. It was glitched out and I never could get around to because it wouldn't run for me. I wonder if it will run now that I have a new computer. Thank you for reminding me of that. I should get around to that. Also, maybe Phantom Dust too. That's on there somewhere.
I wonder if there's anyone still playing that. I'm guessing no. You'd have to go into a subreddit and just be like, hey, Horizon somebody play 3. Phantom Dust.
Hey, somebody play Phantom Dust for me. Hey, everybody.
It's like a bad VR game on Steam. If you go to their Discord.
Yes, exactly.
All right, our final game. DJ, you and I played this. I didn't put this on my list, but... Well, we fucked up today, but yesterday we played this together. It's called Root. You want to talk a little bit about Root?
Root's a fun but problematic board game to get started with. It takes a lot of knowledge to setting up and getting it right. There's a lot of weird rules that we weren't quite sure about. Otherwise, it's a pretty fun game.
I feel like it's that third tier of board game where it's like, tier one is like Monopoly, the game you can play with your parents on a weekday. It's very simplistic. Tier two is Azul, the games you would play if you knew a little bit more about gaming and board gaming. And tier three, where Root sits, is an intense experience. It takes hours. I'm a vagabond. And I have a sword. That's all, you know. That's where I'm at with Root. I'm an RPG character in this RTS world that other people are playing in. So,
yeah. I like the whole thing of it's quite intensive in that you have to pay attention to what everyone else is doing. But also, you have to kind of... To be able to win this game, you need to understand what all the other characters are and what they can do as well. So, for example, I am the bird people. I forget their name. I just keep calling them the bird people. Their mission objective is to basically sort of expand and eradicate these cats, which I have taken over.
They used to be the kings of the forest, and now they've gotten beaten back, so now they only have one hold. I think yours was in the south of the map, southwest. Yeah.
Yep, south left.
South left.
And basically, you have to try and expand from out there to take over the map, essentially. Aker was the cat people who start off, like, all
the
over
Maquis,
the map.
The Maquis, the cat.
And sort of have to, like, build up defenses before the bird people get there. Thauden is some random RPG character who...
Hello, I'm the vagabond.
At some point. And then, because I think he's secretly in the lead out of all of us. And then Pupcans is this really weird, like, sneaky team, which is, like, just sort of, like...
It's like a plague. They're like a plague. They're the right. Alliance, and they slowly build sympathy throughout the map, so you sort of watch him slowly grow out his tendrils of support, and, like, at some point he's going to flip them all, and then it's, like, hell on earth all of a sudden.
What do you call... when people start creating a militia. He's like sneaky militia man. Like, he's currently at
the rebels.
Throwing propaganda around in these districts to slowly taking them over. And then at some point, once he has enough supporters, he will uprise in one of these districts and then start trying to take over these districts, essentially. And once he's there, it's actually really hard to get rid of him because there's lots of penalties to, like, getting into his districts and stuff. So for now, like, the first five or so turns that we did, he was kind of doing fucking nothing whatsoever. No. He's barely even present on the map or anything, but the minute he creates a base,
it's gonna be hell on earth.
It's going to be pretty damaging. Yeah.
It's weird watching him slowly, like, I'm going to put another symphony token, and that's my turn. And then it's like, all of a sudden, like, five turns go by, he's not done anything, but the whole goddamn map is covered in sympathy, and you're like, well, all right, this is going to go badly for everybody involved. It's fun. It's a fun game. I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
So what's, like, the win condition other than just, like, it's totally just take over the entire map? Or?
So there's two win conditions. One is you have to score enough victory points to win the game, which is there's a tracker, and every time you do certain actions, you gain a victory point. It moves you further down the tracker. But there's also cards that have different win conditions. So if you're in a weird position and you have that card, you can activate it and win the game through that.
Okay. Yep. That sounds pretty neat. This game sounds like it has a lot of options and stuff to it. I can see how you were confused by some of the rules or whatever starting out.
Yeah. Like, for example, the Birdmen's whole thing is, like, you can choose a bird faction leader. My current one is sort of a recruiter. So whenever I recruit army units, I recruit two at a time. And they have a decree. So they have to resolve the decree at every turn. So what the decree is, one slot, one column is recruit, one column's move, one column is attack, and one column is build. For every card you have in each of those columns, that's how many things you have to do. So if I have two recruits, two moves, one battle, and one build, I have to recruit in two different zones. I have to move twice from said zones. I have to battle at least once or twice or something like that, and then I have to build. If I can't do that, the decree fails and I run into turmoil, my leader dies, and then everything goes wrong for me.
Okay. Huh.
And you have
the French Revolution happens.
Yeah, you have to add to the decree every single turn, so at some point the decree will fail, and it's very soon for me because my decree is big.
You made so many mistakes with that decree early, and now it's all going to pay on you, man.
So here's the thing. The decree, the card, there's, like, blue bird cards, which are wild cards, which means you can do whatever you want. But there's normal cards that are, like, orange bunnies or red foxes. And if you put, like, a red fox in a move decreed slot, you have to move a character from the red fox to anywhere else. Whereas if it's a bird card in there, it can be anything.
It's a wild.
You can move whatever slot. You can build in whatever slot. So I'm trying to utilize this recruit character for as long as I can with as many bird cards. I'm going to lose all my points at the end of this decree when it fails. But I'm trying to keep it going for as long as I can so I can recruit as many people and eradicate as many cat fucks as possible.
kill all the Makista cat. It's a
yeah.
damn war out here. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. It's so weird to be then the RPG character. Like, I'm just, like, going around collecting items, putting them into my satchel, and then, like, getting into fights with random people on the map. But, like, I'm just a little dude. Just moving between towns.
I mean, I kind of like that there's a simpler sounding character that you can play as or faction, considering how insane yep. all of this sounds.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Just roaming around, exploring stuff.
Yep, and Aker's one is basically the main. His main aim is build as much as you can. Build and then build eventually sawmills. Defend your buildings. But you are probably going to lose a lot of the map before you are able to start attacking again, essentially. That's roughly his character.
Yeah, his like goal is to... He's going to lose things, but he's got to build a strong base with like sawmills and workshops.
Yeah.
It's like a complex gambling game. And I'm just giving him cards because I want to aid him and he makes stuff. And I want that yeah. stuff.
Thaldun has like a relationship tree as well. Of like the more he aids a certain character, the more friendlier he becomes with them until he creates an alliance with them or turns hostile against them. And
then just starts murder.
Yeah, and Thaldun can get extra points doing that as well. If he's, like, hostile, creates, like, a war against me, he can get extra points by killing my units.
Yep.
Okay. Man, that is an interesting-sounding game.
Yeah.
Just how, yeah, different and interconnected everything is. And, yeah, that's crazy.
It's very old-school RTS. I think a lot of, like, Age of Mythology, where every faction had its own kind of stuff in it, or, like, it's certainly, like, I feel like newer board games is based around some of the ideas of video games, so you get a lot more complex board games. Which is fine, but it's also like...
A lot to learn at once. Yeah.
So that's what I mentioned at the start of, like, this game is really, really fucking cool, but it took like at least an hour for us to reset up, relearn the rules, and then just take the first few turns just to, like, understand what the shit was happening.
Like an hour to figure out to set it up and an hour to actually play a turn. It's like, it was intense. But I'm glad we're actually playing it, and I hope to, I know we're planning today, but then that fell through, so I'm hoping at some point we'll get back to it. So I can win and kill off all of you. That's my goal. I'm going to turn at some point. Get ready. It's going to be a nightmare. I have a crossbow and two knives, and I'm ready to rock.
Two knives?
Two knives.
Two.
It's excessive.
Two. And a thing of tea. I have a tea that I can drink. It's very good.
Spill that tea.
Spill that tea. All right. And that's all the games we have played this week. Let's move on to the news. The news.
No special song for the news. It's Eurovision week. No, it's okay. You don't actually have to.
It's the news. We're here again. It's the news. The place you want to be.
Oh, you should have just ripped off one of the Eurovision songs. Mm. I don't know. Yeah.
Welcome.
It's worse than the UK.
It's the news of a news of a news of a news.
Of a news. There you go.
I'm sorry.
I wish I could just tear down the screen and have a giant deer behind me, and then I'd be like, very
zero points.
Low poly deer.
Low poly deer behind me. Right. That's great. First off, Minecraft Earth got an official trailer. This is the AR version of Minecraft. I know we don't, and none of us play Minecraft. None of us play, none of us are the target audience. But it's a big thing because it's Minecraft.
I need to go try that ray tracing mod now that I think about it.
I know. I've been thinking about that. Let's go play some Minecraft and I could play this ray tracing stuff.
Okay. I'm down. I'll spin a server up. I got spare PCs in my house. I got dynamic DNS.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but all right. Let's do it.
It means I don't have to give you an IP address. Oh, okay. And I just pay for a thing that says like internetpizza.com. something dynamic DDNS, and then that goes to a server in my house. So I don't have to pay for a static IP address because it's a thing on the internet that updates automatically when my public IP updates.
Oh.
Sorry.
Should I get one? Tangent. Should I get one of those? Is that?
You don't host servers.
No, okay, that's fair. Okay.
That's the only time I really ever use it is when I host a Terraria server or something for us to play on.
Okay. So you think this is going to be like Pokemon Go or something where you can and build? In those, gonna stay on a server.
The world.
Eventually, it sounds like they will. Right now, you have to. It seems like they're temporary kind of things. Reading this Verge article about Minecraft Earth, I don't know, because that trailer doesn't tell you shit.
No, it does not. No. Not at all.
I don't understand. Seems like it's a location building, from what I can see. Like, she's going around to different places, and she's fucking looking at llamas and looking at sort of buildings at like a ballpark and stuff like that. What I want to know is, can I go to like a school and let's retract that.
Can I go to
a bar or something and just draw a penis on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem, right? Like, that's what I said before this podcast was man to bullying, and like the weird stuff they're going to happen with this is going to be a nightmare.
Sure, I'm going to go to my enemy's house. I'm going to go to Clive's house down the street, draw a penis on his front garden.
Yep. Just make a Minecraft thing on his front garden.
From this article, it seems like it's more about adventures, like doing stuff multiplayer with multiple people in one location.
How the hell is that going to work?
Not what I got from that.
No.
And you can have a build plate, and you make a build. I don't know. This all sounds insane. It sounds like it's a very multiplayer kind of thing, though, and not very solitary, like Pokemon Go.
It's like Minecraft Go.
Yes, I could see that.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
I'd be okay with that.
Minecraft Go. All right.
Sure. I mean, I really like that. The only thing that really gets me excited is that scene of that girl sitting at a table with a giant little Minecraft world.
Oh, here we go. I found the relevant text in this Verge article. Once you've completed a build, you can then share a link to it for friends or followers to then play with your creation on a table or in giant scale in an open space. You'll only be able to share a temporary copy of your build to friends. So it won't... It's just a temporary thing, and you won't be able to just walk by a location and see something that somebody already did.
Boo.
Lame.
Yeah.
Because that would be way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be way better. Like, why not?
Sure. I don't know. It could be cool. I like the whole little, you're looking at a little world on your table. You got a little thing on your table. You're, touching it. You're smacking around like a little guy.
It seems a lot like the HoloLens thing they had with the table. Yeah. But, yeah.
Which looks neat. It's basically that they're now just calling a game.
It looked a lot better, though.
Yeah.
It looked like actual Minecraft.
Yep. I don't know. It's weird. I would imagine we'll probably see more of it at E3.
Here's this tech demo that we added sharing tools onto.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another thing. Persistent holograms are obviously the end goal for Minecraft Earth, and it's easy to imagine a future where players can drop these wherever they want once they've been approved. So you're going to have to submit your builds to be approved by Microsoft, and they may place them permanently in the world afterwards. Eventually.
Weak!
Now what about my giant penis? Can I submit it to Minecraft?
You're going to have to be very artistic and abstract with your giant dick.
It past the fucking shit. Nazi censors. No fun.
Oh, boy.
You know that Chicago thing? I think it's called Cloudgate? Whatever the fuck. Cloudgate. That really shiny thing. What if someone just puts a tower in the middle of it?
Oh, the bean. That's how I know of it. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Someone put a tower right on top of it. because then it's just a normal tower, and the Minecraft people don't know that by the end of this it'll look like a penis.
It's true.
See, that's tricky, and that, yeah, that would actually be clever, and if you were able to sneak in a dick like that, I would
they're gonna be
have sneaking. Respect.
Don't you worry. The internet will find a way. I can promise you that much. It's gonna happen.
Is this gonna be the podcast title, Sneaking in a Dick?
Yeah.
I just wrote that in the chat. So thank there's you. The Good. There's the episode title.
Good, thank you.
Great.
Speaking of E3, I guess there's gonna be no floor booth again for another big publisher, Activision, this time around. It's not gonna be there.
I have breaking news.
Okay, go ahead.
One of our friends and sometimes guest on the show, Masoian, is now playing Beat Saber. Which means he got a VR headset.
Oh my god. Thank you for the breaking news from the field. Hello, yes, this is from New York. Today we've heard on the south coast of Boston, Masoian.
Yes, the south coast.
Is playing Beat Saber. We can confirm now for you. The Germans are at the border.
But yeah, Activision is not going to be at E3 on the show floor. While we won't have the traditional space on the show floor, we look forward to participating at E3 across a number of activities. So they're like, we're going to
have... E3 is dead, and E3 is dying.
E3 is turning into something that I don't even know what it is anymore.
It's just not worth the money for like companies to physically go anymore. Like, man, you can do so much over the internet. It's just...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm looking at these I feel like that... Plans. Yeah.
Sorry. And like... The biggest ones are Bethesda, Ubisoft, Square Enix, Capcom, 2K.
Capcom's back. Capcom's back.
And then, like, Joint Forces Initiative or 514 Esports is also one of the big ones.
Facebook Gaming, fairly large.
No.
Whatever the hell that
Funko's
is.
Funko's pretty big.
Funko's always big.
Super Soul Brothers? What is that?
Super Soul Brothers.
It's like an indie dev house, right?
Pretty sure that's like a band.
Oh, that's live video game like. Music with soul.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
I love soul music, and I love video games. I'm excited for this. It's going to be great.
Their there booth is about as large as the official ESA booth, so that's interesting.
There's also a booth just above Natsume Inc., right next to Bandai Namco, that's just available. Like, it's
come on pretty down. Big fucking
there's just there's available. How much space at E3 available to purchase now?
How
there's
it's not full.
That's available. How much does it cost?
But it's still floor space. That's nuts.
Rums or Baghdad has
it's
money.
It's a big floor space how much? Slot as well.
How much
there's a lot of these small zones that are actually available. I've seen like 8 now.
How much would it cost for us to buy a space at E3? Like, what's the...
Fucking lowball them, and then like 2 days before...
Here's like $20!
It's someone like Acre or someone in like this California area to fly down and just throw some wares on a table. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's get us some t-shirts. I'll
print out some stuff and just throw it down.
Yep, there you go. That'd be the best thing in the world to just be at E3 right at the end of it. Here's some merch for a thing you've never heard of.
Yep.
That's all E3 ever was.
Just look, if you don't give us this floor space, we're going to show up in your parking lot and you're going to have to call the cops.
Just give us some... Just listen, that's a booth right there. It's empty. Nobody cares.
Pull an Ouya on them.
Pull an Ouya on them is also a real good name for this podcast.
This is pretty good.
Oh god. So yeah, I feel like E3 is becoming a streaming week for video games. Like, it's gonna turn into, hey, this is the week that all this stuff gets announced. This is the sweeps week of video games, but it's not gonna be an event anymore.
Sure.
Welcome to sweeps video games week. It's E3. Yeah. I don't know. I still like E3 a lot, but I guess they don't like it either. I mean, it's a lot of work, and I get it.
It's a shitload of work for like everybody, yeah.
It's weird that like I've always wanted to go to E3, but it seems like the time to have gone is when you weren't actually able to go, when it wasn't open to the public.
Exactly. So,
ever since that happened,
peak wanting to go to E3 was like 2001.
Sure. Yeah, when it was like a fucked up, crazy zone.
It was like nonsense.
Yeah. Like we're yeah.
Where there were like after parties.
The year Rock Band came out.
Or yeah,
like,
or yeah,
the
sure.
Wii and
2007
all that
or whenever
yeah,
Rock
or five
Band came
or
out.
Something, yeah.
Tony Hawk's on a vert just on the side there.
Yeah, so we're talking like 98.
Yeah.
Whenever Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 came out.
Just like, and especially if you can get invites to the after parties and watch a bunch of industry veterans like drink themselves into a coma in like crazy, ridiculous settings. That's all.
I wonder if there's. There was that giant Fortnite party or whatever last year. I wonder what they're going to do this year and how terrible.
They're like, okay, having a giant Fortnite party was a mistake. We're not doing that this year. Thank you. Goodbye.
Just gonna be ninja flossing in front of everybody for like 12 straight hours. So
that was another thing I was kind of surprised about, but not really, about Eurovision. No Fortnite dances whatsoever.
No
like
flossing.
That's over.
Oh yeah, right.
The floss is dead, everybody. What's our next dance? We had the what? The thing where people
it's going probably gonna be some social media like Twitter, YouTube thing again. Like the. What was that one where they'd mentioned the stinky leg over and over again?
Oh, man. Okay.
And you break it off.
Maybe one of the other dances from Fortnite.
Sure.
That's not the floss, because those are arguably funnier.
Some TikTok.
The other taunts. But they, yeah. Sure.
Other news story, let's talk about what's up with Sony and Microsoft partnering for cloud AI innovations. This is the driest title physically possible, but it's actually somewhat interesting in that, like, they're working together, this collusion happening behind the scenes to spite Amazon?
This reads as Sony is using some of Microsoft's server tech for something.
Yep.
Yes.
And they're just getting out ahead of it and saying, no, it's some partnership or something. They're not using our stuff or anything.
Yep.
AKA a whole lot of nothing is going on.
But it's also
It depends on what the next consoles might look like. There's a small chance they might do a Stadia and like have an option to fucking stream games. I remember when the Xbox One was originally being introduced and Microsoft were hyping the fuck up out of their server farms. They sneakily have a lot of server farms.
Sports.
Yeah, and I know they've talked before about Project X Cloud or whatever, and I assume there's going to be more of that at E3, but yeah, so far this is just like, hey, we're going to use their stuff too. And that's about it.
Hey, we both don't like Amazon or Google. So let's just, you know, collude to make sure that they can go die. That's, I believe, translating what this says.
It's a direct quote.
Direct quote from basically all the officials. They don't like Amazon and Google very much at all. So that's probably the primary reason. The enemy I know and all that. Pokemon Rumble Rush is slowly rolling out around the world. What does this mean?
Okay.
This game got announced a long time ago when Nintendo and DNA were like, hey, we're going to work with DNA for our mobile games. And since then, they've actually partnered more with Cygames instead of DNA. I did not add this news story on here, but I just have a bunch of knowledge about it. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
But yeah, like Pokemon Rumble, I guess they announced it forever ago, so they just have to release it.
I
think that's why Nintendo is kind of backing off of their partnership from DNA, because they haven't been that successful with that partnership. And I love the Pokemon Rumble games. I actually think they're a lot of fun. But the recent Pokemon mobile game that also released on Switch, I think it was like Pokemon Quest or something like that, with the little blocky dudes.
Yes.
There's the game. Can we take a second here? There are too many goddamn Pokemon games. There are too many fucking Pokemon games. We need to stop.
We need to stop. That's true.
No, there's a new one coming out this fall.
Pokemon Go be its own thing. Just let that chill on the mobile. Don't make any fucking more Pokemon mobile games. It's confusing at this point. Just
but the monster.
That's true.
Just chill. Can we just chill with the Pokemon games?
Pokemon Rumble actually had a free to play version on the 3DS as well, so it's not that crazy. And I actually like the Pokemon Rumble games. They're like simple action RPGs.
I remember that got pay to win really quickly.
Yeah,
pay
it
to
did.
Continue, I should say.
Mm-hmm. With the balloons and all that shit. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I'll try this out. I don't think I have an iOS Australia account, but I can probably make one. I'll probably do that before I go on the trip, just so I can test it out.
Thank you. Your sacrifice will be rewarded.
Actually, it's only out for Android right now in Australia.
That's weird.
Not iOS at all, so oh well. But
that's a weird one.
Yeah, I like the Pokemon Rumble games, but it seems...
Rumbly.
It seems unnecessary with that Pokemon Quest game playing almost exactly the same.
Oh.
Yeah, it's also an action RPG with certain special moves that are randomly attached to your Pokemon from a set, so I don't know why.
This one was written a while ago, well, 4 or 5 days ago, so it might be on a few things now, or Australia iOS at least. The only other thing I want to mention from this article is the superb final sentence or two, which this person wrote.
Okay,
the original Pokemon Rumble launched as a downloadable game for the Wii before sequels on the 3DS, Pokemon Rumble, Pokemon Rumble World, and Wii U Pokemon Rumble U. All of them are okay.
Yeah, that's about how I would put it, too. They're okay.
End of article.
I mean, I played a lot of the Wii U game with Gary.
Fine.
Like, we played the Wii and Wii U ones co-op and for way more than you would think. They're fun.
I didn't even know this Pokemon Rumble was a thing.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is the first I've heard, this is the first I've heard of this series.
Man.
It's a weird spinoff. They're technically toys. They're like living toys of Pokemon. It's the dumbest thing.
Okay.
Kingdom Hearts? What? Okay. Interesting. Okay, Toy Story. That's great.
Weird.
That's great. I don't want to end it on a downer note, so we'll go with the riot stuff first. That riot situation is continuing to evolve very quickly. They don't want to budge on arbitration, even after the walkout that we talked about last week. There's a lot happening over there. Riot right now. Not a different. Stuff.
They're going to have a new diversity and inclusion rioters council led by engaged, thoughtful rioters to encourage discussions and highlight ways the company can improve. That's such a big fat fart of nothing. Like, we're not going
to
actually.
We're going to get some people together and we're going to talk to them and then.
You guys can
talk about it. We're not going to do shit.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Your voices are heard, but we're not going to act on those voices. It's important to us. Whoa, again, please.
It's the week of the jack-off motions. Yeah. Like, there's just so much of it that needs it. It's
week
bad.
Of the jack-off motion, also a good name for this podcast. Thank you. So many good names for podcasts. So we still, bring it up and say, hey.
It's disappointing, but not surprising.
It's going to be a fight,
considering
folks.
Everything else they've already done.
It's going to be a fight. That's all you can say. I mean, that's going to be a long and drawn out, painful process. But it's good to see that, like, you know, people are still working at it. That's all you can say. It's not a dead issue. People are still upset. and it'll keep progressing.
And that lawsuit is actually still going on. So.
Whoops.
All right, final news story. This is sort of a funny news story, as I was defending Epic literally this week for being an all right storefront. We have a whole thing here.
Oops.
It's gone poorly. My hot take on Epic being a decent competitor to Steam. Their first big sale led to a bunch of publishers pulling their games off of Epic's store during the sale. That's a mistake. Number one. That's a bad look.
Yeah, whoops.
It's also like, ew. And then they also increased the price of one of their products again after it being low, and then they made it higher again.
Well, that was, I don't think Epic really necessarily had anything to do with that. It was just Supergiant Games trying to get more money overall. Like, yes, we're going to get the $10/£10 from Epic, and a little bit more for us, too. The price of Hades was originally $20. When the sale went live, they upped it to $25. And since people noticed and complained, they dropped it back down to $20 for right now, through the end of the sale on June 13th. But on June 14th, they're like, no, the price of the game is going up.
No. So I'm, like, kind of blown away. Like, I always figured when, like, Steam did a sale, they literally reached out to them. But, like, it seemed like some of these publishers had no idea there were going to be a sale. Like,
A lot of them.
Well, I think it's because of the way they're actually handling this. Like,
yes,
they're giving the customers $10 off a purchase of, I think, $15 or higher.
So that's the key issue at play. I don't think Epic theoretically thought they needed to tell people.
Yeah, since they were getting the same amount of money.
Yeah, that hey, your game is not theoretically going to be reduced, but this store-wide coupon is technically still going to reduce the game, and Epic as a company had no clue that reducing your game's value before it's even out fucks the whole economy for said game.
Yep.
They had no clue about that.
That's, oops. Yeah, that's like, it reminds me so much of when Steam was a baby, and Gabe Newell's eye of like some of the mistakes they made there. It's weird seeing that happen again to Epic. Like,
well, I mean, I guess this is their first time running a storefront, and it's showing, and yeah.
You'd think they would, I mean, they're Epic. I mean, you know, like, they make Unreal. You would think they'd just reach out to people and go like, hey, how do you deal with this stuff with Steam when they have a sale? We were thinking about having a sale.
Well, if you think you know what you're doing, and you're doing it well, you don't reach out. So.
We're the best in the game.
And then, oops, turns out you're not, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's true.
But yeah, almost all of these pre-order games have been pulled, including, like, Borderlands 3. And they've actually said that, yeah, we've pulled it. It'll return back on sale once the sale ends, and you can buy it.
It'll be
it
here
then.
At some point. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. You will honor the sale price if you bought it there, but fuck you, we're not giving anyone else the access. Yeah. And
this is probably the only time this is going to happen now.
Yeah. And my response to that is the pre-order price for that game is £50. And fuck them if they think I'm paying anything close to that. I remember buying Borderlands 2 when it, like, 2 days before release for like £25. Because PC games just were cheap. We're just cheaper than console games. And now they're almost more expensive than said console games. Like, fuck them if they think I'm going anywhere close to 50. Even £40 is a disgrace for PC games.
Indeed. Man, I remember those 90% off sales. Ooh, man. We got some games. We got some games back then.
The real sale is coming.
Don't worry. Do you think? Summer sale?
Summer sale's next month.
Next when?
Next month. It's usually like...
Really?
Yeah, it's like the end of June, usually.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. And that's all the news stories I have. I know there was that other news story about Supreme Court saying people can sue Apple. I don't have any thoughts on that. I'm not a legal expert. I can't tell you what the hell is going on with that. That's a big news story, probably, but... Thank you. And that's the news.
You okay there?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah. Everybody zoned...
I'm just checking.
Hey, I'm engaging with the chat, okay?
Engaging with the chat in open combat. That's good. All right, so this has been episode 165 of Rob's of Baghdad. I've been Albie. Please like us on iTunes. It helps out the show. Find us on Twitch every week at 4 p.m. Eastern. Maybe if everything works out for me,
might be a theoretically.
Little off. And also Twitter. Also check out our YouTube page, Rums we're Baghdad YouTube Paradise. And yeah, rumsbaghdad@gmail.com is the email address if you want to ask us funny questions about what's behind the green curtain, or what is it going on behind optics right now. What is that thing on the blanket? Is it a blanket?
Or if you want to see me actually do a live jerk-off motion, come to the Twitch channel.
10-hour stream of Mary doing a jerk-off motion.
Yeah, just but you're make a looping gif.
Go for the
gif.
Whole thing of, like, give me money to do it. That would have been great.
All right, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you guys for coming here and hanging out. And thank you for watching. I've been Albie. Have a sweet night. And enjoy yourself some kombucha.